Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret's just arrived collection of swim and other sun ready silhouettes.
Pack your bags with new styles from the Very Sexy collection, like the made to be seen Very Sexy push-up bra in on-trend hues like green, citron, and black shine.
Rewind to the future with the VS Archive swim collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s.
Plus, mix and match with their wide range of bikini tops and bottoms to find your dream suit.
Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
This episode is supported by FX's Clipped, the scandalous story of the 2014 Clippers owner's racist remarks captured on tape and heard around the world.
The series charts the tape's impact on a dysfunctional basketball organization striving to win against their reputation as the most cursed team in the league, starring Lawrence Fishburne, Jackie Weaver, Cleopatra Coleman, and Ed O'Neill.
FX's Clip, streaming June 4th, only on Hulu.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
Two Teas in a Pod with Teddy Mellencamp and Tamara Judge.
Hi guys, welcome to another episode of Two Teas in a Pod with Teddy Mellencamp and
Tamara Judge.
Hi, Tam.
Hi. How are you?
You know, just lovely, lovely. Doing
recovering
great.
From Super Bowl Sunday?
Yeah. I mean, I have to be honest. I'm not the biggest football connoisseur.
I didn't even watch it. So,
I mean, I pretty much came for the halftime show and to see how many times they'd pan to Taylor. But other
right.
than that,
well, We rode our Harleys down to Dana Point, went to lunch with some friends at Truly Pizza. If you haven't, have you been to Truly Pizza?
No, but I just saw it on Emily's Instagram.
Holy moly.
Delicious.
They have a spicy, sweet pizza that's drizzled with honey. It is so amazing. If you haven't gone, go. It's in Dana Point. It's actually pretty hard to get into. It's always a line there. And they do takeout too. But we rode our Harleys down to there, then came home. I was in bed by 6 p.m., laying in bed, and then started on the group chat with you all. And I heard that the halftime show was coming on. I said, Eddie, turn it on, the halftime show. Where do I find it? I said, Paramount Plus. We don't have that. I canceled that.
You know what? That's what happens. Eddie, and haven't we talked to him about canceling streaming sites that we may potentially need?
He's the cheapest guy ever. Like we haven't used it. Done.
Done.
Haven't used it. Done. He's like the cheap police.
Well, I get it. I mean, Edwin's the same way. He'll say like he'll be cheap about something, but then he'll be like, oh, I need this or blah, blah. I just put this order in on this car. I'm like, oh, really? But I need to cut back on getting Cruz new uniform pants. The Chiefs apparently won. The things that I saw was Travis Kelce getting frustrated with the coach and then the coach tipping over. Everyone's kind of talking about it. Apparently, the coach was off balance. It wasn't anything out of the ordinary, but people are up in arms.
Well, I saw the memes where he was, they're comparing it to me screaming in Vicky's face, and another one where he's yelling, "That's my opinion."
It's so good. Well, the other thing that happened during the Super Bowl is a housewife headline. So we'll get that to that next. But before I am pulling up some of the Instagram questions here, we'll spend just, you know, 5 minutes or so. There are some things on here, some questions that we weren't wanting to address at all. But I feel like if we keep it brief, we can give you guys what you want, because I've gotten so many DMs about some of them that
I'm afraid to even know what you're talking about.
Well, a lot of it is about me being a dumb bimbo and the podcast between, you know, essentially between Brandy and Vicky, everybody wanting us to give our feedback on this. I
don't feel like it's necessary. I feel like they spoke their true words out there. I've been nothing but kind to Brandy. And anytime we have a headline about the Caroline and stuff, I always stuck up for her. So I don't get it. I don't understand it. You know?
Yeah. I kind of feel the same. I mean, for everybody messaging, you guys have to address this. You have to come for them. You have to do that. I'm like,
I don't care to come for them. I think they came for themselves when they did this. It was very disturbing. It was downright mean. I think that I was called a liar. I had a big mouth. I spread rumors, and it's just shocking to me.
Brandy wasn't able to, when Vicky was even sharing who she was talking about, Brandy wasn't even clear in her responses who she was talking about. Right. And then like Vicky had to correct her, this is Teddy or this is that. I mean, the entire interview, it seemed like they had a lot to get off their chest. And I hope that they did.
Unfortunately, that wasn't all accurate. And I would have never done that to Brandy ever.
Yeah.
She even texted me and told me, "You're going to be upset with me and I'll call you later." She never called me. So whatever.
It is what it is.
I'm not here to put her down or knock her down when she's down. It's not how I operate, but they did say, "But we love Tamara."
I don't think they ever said, "But we love Teddy." I think they said, "Everyone hates Teddy."
I think hurt people hurt people, and that's what it is. And yeah, it's sad and unfortunate, and I was blindsided by it. Like, really?
Yeah.
Like, wow.
And if I need to be, and if we have to be somebody else's scapegoat to give them a little joy in their day and make them feel better about themselves, go for it, guys. We're used to being everybody else's target. So, yeah.
I just feel like I had no idea that Brandy felt that way about me, because, you know, I went through our text messages. They've been nothing but supportive and kind during this time. And I just don't get it.
I don't either. So that's definitely
a bummer. I wish you the best.
So that's as far as we're going into it, guys. I know, in a shocking turn of events, we're not hitting low. Do either of us know when and if Dubai and Jersey and New York City will air? We don't know. We're seeing the same thing you guys are seeing.
Yeah, only rumors on social media is the only thing. I don't know.
What are our thoughts on Gretchen and Slade's comments on Bravo's Hot Mic podcast? I didn't listen. I don't know what their comments are.
I don't really care what they have to say.
I actually don't know. This one, I
can't even believe they're on it.
Yeah. I'm like, what? What are the thoughts on Sutton being spotted filming OC? I think that she's potentially friends with the new girl. We shall see if she's there just to make it all make sense, or if she's there to stir up some trouble, but we shall see. Other than that, I feel like we've kind of addressed all these other questions, which lead us to the halftime of the Super Bowl before the halftime, which was Larsa.
Well, the real Super Bowl halftime was Larsa deleting her photos of Marcus on the post and the poll. That was the halftime for Housewives.
Which leads me to the poll question. So after she deleted all the pictures of Marcus from her Instagram, she did a poll that said, should your friends unfollow your ex? What are your thoughts on that? Do you think?
It just all depends. Like, who know who? I don't think you have to pick sides. You can still remain friends.
Well,
you know, it's a tough one.
Well,
it depends on what your relationship is and, you know, the reasoning of the breakup and if he did something really shitty. I mean, unless it's your best friend, you know what I mean?
Yeah. How much are you communicating? And also, are you really loving following that person and giving you something you need or want? She did post another post this morning and it reads, the man you choose to be your partner affects everything in your life, your mental health, your peace of mind, your love inside you, your happiness, how to get through tragedies, your successes, how your children will be raised, and much more. Choose wisely.
I mean, the Traitors Reunion is in a few weeks. It's going to be interesting. I wish, you know, them the best. I mean, I didn't see this coming. I don't think anybody saw this coming. Everybody thought it was here to stay. Andy said he hopes to get the tea because both will be present at the reunion. So that's interesting. He said that on his radio show.
And listen, I like both of them, but I think any time a relationship is so intertwined like that,
I think one of them will not show up to the reunion. And I think it's Marcus.
Well, I don't know. I think also we have to remember that Marcus, his photos and everything and his unfollowing of Larsa didn't happen until about 45 minutes after Larsa did all of that. So,
and then he posted kind of a cryptic song picture story with his dad watching the Super Bowl.
Yeah. Marcus apparently responds with his own story, a photo with his father and Drake's song, First Person Shooter, with the lyrics, search one name and end up seeing 20 things. Nadine, Christine, Justine, Kathleen, Charlene, Pauline, Claudine, man, I pack them in this phone like some sardines. And then they send me naked pictures. It's the small things. And then it's a picture of him with his dad.
So is he insinuating girls were sending him naked pictures and that's where they broke up?
I would guess, especially after Miami episode, I have no idea. I would guess Larsa caught him doing something that she is not okay with because there was already speculation this season on Real Housewives of Miami. And now for these posts and all of it, it seems very cut and like dry. She seems very done. And I think in order to have that, like you have to.
I don't know. I feel really sad. I mean, I got to know both of them. They're so cute together. And, you know, I just hope our girl Larsa is okay. That's all that matters.
No, I hope she's okay too. But I know that we also have to discuss our theories on this, Tamara.
I know.
So
I don't want to think of any bad theories.
I mean, they have a podcast called Separation Anxiety. They have parties for one another when they're gone for 5 days. I think any time in any relationship, this isn't just Larsa and Marcus, who always were lovely to one another and seemed like they had a lot of respect for each other. But I think when you're that intertwined, and there's got to be a little bit of.
Yeah, but sometimes it takes a good year to get to know somebody. And if there's like some red flag, especially for Larsa, like I'm out.
Yeah, no, I'm saying if you're that codependent at the beginning of a relationship, there's probably some things to be concerned about.
Maybe. Well, I'm sure we'll find out on a daily.
Well, I sent her a text message, but I didn't hear back yet. So we shall see. Because I was like, I don't want to just speculate on this. Can you give us any information? Yeah, because being around them, there wasn't any red flags. But him getting in trouble for taking a photograph of Julia at BravoCon, I think is a red flag. Hey, jealousy.
Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret. Pack your bags with just-arrived swim, cover-ups, corset tops, and other sexy silhouettes.
When the sun goes down, opt for bold and blingy styles, like the made-to-be-seen very sexy push-up bra from the Very Sexy Collection. In on-trend hues like black shine, green, and citron.
For a glam statement, pair them with your favorite jeans and bring the heat.
Because life is better in a bikini. Rewind to the future with the VS Archives Swim Collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s.
For endless out-of-office options, mix and match with Victoria's Secret's wide range of bikini tops and bottoms that offer you every type of coverage, from full to cheeky to minimal. Now in this season's must-have shades and patterns.
Add the finishing touch with the limited edition Bombshell Escape fragrance, a free-spirited take on the iconic Victoria's Secret scent. Dive into a vibrant blend of juicy guava, lush palms, and summer glow peony.
Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
This episode is supported by FX's Clipped, the scandalous story of the 2014 Clippers owner's racist remarks captured on tape and heard around the world.
The series charts the tape's impact on a dysfunctional basketball organization striving to win against their reputation as the most cursed team in the league, starring Lawrence Fishburne, Jackie Weaver, Cleopatra Coleman, and Ed O'Neill.
FX's Clip, streaming June 4th, only on Hulu.
For the love, there is nothing worse than shaving your legs. It takes so much time out of your day, and you may cut yourself by accident. A total game changer to my beauty routine is Nair. That is right, the OG hair removal. Not only do I love my Nair, my daughter Slate does as well. My mom used to let me Nair when I was her age, but it was not the best smell back then. But now, Nair smells so dang good. Nair will save so much time, and the best part is no nicks, no cuts, and you will have smooth skin for days. You have to make sure to check out Nair's new sensational shower creams and body creams.
Like I said, they all smell amazing.
My favorite shower cream is the Moroccan Argan Oil and Orange Blossom. The scent creates the ultimate pampering experience. I also recommend the Nourishing Oat Milk and Vanilla Body Cream. I swear, the scent lasts on your body for hours. Smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
Speaking of Miami, the Real Housewives of Miami reunion looks are out. Queens of Bravo posted them on Instagram. They were definitely going on the theme of Mexico City, it looks like, right?
Yeah, like Dio de las Muertes. I mean, okay, so we'll go through Gertie's and the cream. Her and Kiki's dress kind of have like the same vibe, which is like two things that are on the side. I think Gertie and Kiki look incredible. They look stunning. Yeah. Then we have Lisa. She's also in like a crimson red with her favorite gold shoes. Then we've got Julia, who's giving like Matador vibes with like, she's going to take it off and have a bowl run out.
Do you like all the print, the leopard, the floral, the tapestry? Do you like all that?
It's too, I mean, she looks stunning, but it's too much for me. But I'm also 5'3.5", 5'4". If I had right. that much print, I would honestly look 3 foot and it would like swallow me up. So I think if you're tall, you know, you can, it's definitely a look, maybe not a look yeah. I would have picked. Nicole crushes it effortlessly, as always, with her baby bump. I liked Adriana.
I could have lived without the headpiece.
No, I like the headpiece. I think it, you know, it's they all kind of mesh well together. And then Alexia, I think, looks stunning. Some people online said she's played it safe, but I think it's beautiful. Marisol, her hair and makeup looks stunning, but it looks like so a birdcage.
Well, I think that this is very similar kind of style to what she wore in her confessional. Now, she did not cut her hair. Julius Michaels did her hair and did his famous faux bob kind of look, but he tucks her real hair underneath.
Okay. Well, she looks, her, you know, she looks good. And then we've got Larsa, who this is definitely not her like usual like bodycon type dress that she would wear. But she looks stunning. She's got roses around her boobs. Her hair's like got a nice.
Where do you think they found some of these dresses?
I feel like they had to have been made. I mean, it almost looks like this was should be for the Traitors reunion versus.
That's what I was thinking. And by the way, that's why I asked, because I need to find something like this because we're to dress and theme.
Yeah, I mean, I think they all look stunning. I assume it's going to be a good reunion.
Well, I think that she should just wear that to the reunion.
I mean, she's only worn it once. The problem is it breaks our rule is it's been shown on Instagram.
Yeah.
Jeepers.
Well, it's awesome. Maybe I can borrow it and wear it to the reunion.
This next one is Erica Jane's Real Housewives spinoff documentary. Bet It All on Blonde lands premiere date. The trailer looks really good. It looks intense.
Now, where's this gonna play? Is this on Bravo?
I think so. Variety said will premiere on March 6th. The documentary will include a compilation of interviews and footage to capture her preparation for Las Vegas residency. The special covers the 6-week run up to opening night as Jane works on assembling her songs, wardrobe, and choreography while contending with the realities of budget constraints and a ticking clock. So Bet It All on Blonde's about to come out.
Okay, so there might not be any paparazzi in Orange County, but there are some paparazzis in prison. So there's photos of Jen Shaw and Elizabeth Holmes together in prison. And yeah, there's some, they're just hanging out. I don't know why Jen Shaw's face is blurred.
Yeah, why does...
And Elizabeth Holmes is not blurred. I don't understand that, but okay.
I don't really... Say,
yeah, we have our first photo of Jen Shaw and Elizabeth Holmes together in prison. They are bonding over who knows what.
These next two ones, Tamara cannot take because she is on the show, but I can go ahead and cover them. This first one is Jen Pedranti slapped with a $133,000 lawsuit over alleged unpaid rent for yoga studio. According to court documents by Wig Hello Drama posted from Radar Online that the Plaza El Paseo Center sued Jen along with estranged husband William and two partners. The landlord said the lease has been amended twice since 2019. The lawsuit said Deve Rebel Yoga failed to comply with the notice to pay, demanding the payment and then unpaid rents due to the lease. The lawsuit demanded $133,000 from Pedranti. Sources close to Radar say the debt is currently being handled. Okay, so obviously she cannot comment on this. I'm assuming it'll probably play out in some capacity on Orange County. All I can remember is that Jen did celebrate the fact that her yoga studio was thriving when Tamara was shutting down Cut Fitness.
Well, this next one, this is one of my favorites to cover because it just came in from TMZ.
Tamara also doesn't get to comment on this, which is my favorite.
Oh, God.
But it's Tamara Judge and Emily Simpson, Coyote Ugly style, at a bar.
Listen, I was living out my dream, and I think it said Tamara had too much to drink. No, I didn't. I didn't. Well, I had my THC seltzer, so calm your tits. That's it.
Well, she also had an additional seltzer that somebody was spraying.
That was me.
Spraying it onto yourself?
No, other people.
No, you may need to watch this.
Oh, I didn't watch the video. So I might have, or maybe Emily did. I don't know.
I don't know.
I cannot confirm or deny any of this. I can't even confirm that's me.
She can't. But know what I can think I can confirm? In the video, they said, and then Vicky walks away. But
that's how accurate they are.
Yeah.
Then Vicky walks away. Yes. Bullshit.
Bullshit. So I guess we'll just have to watch The Real Housewives of Orange County to really see what happens. But I could confirm that the two of the people strongly resemble Tamara Judge and Emily
think it was a celebration of your popping off podcast. I think that was you. And I think that was Emily that was up there.
Oh,
so
okay.
Just take that twist and
Oh, it could have potentially have been me popping off. Because, yeah, Vicky was storming off because she saw me and she was furious.
You. There you go. Yep. That's really the truth. So, guys, don't believe everything you read. Wasn't me.
Teddy. Queens of Bravo Instagram post clears up the premiere date confusion. So, you know, as you guys asked, Chanel Ayan tweeted Real Housewives of Dubai was returning in June. And then Caroline Brooks is debunking the rumor. Caroline wrote on a post, "This is not true. Ayan was drunk when she posted this. Bravo did not announce we are airing in June. So everyone stop speculating. You might see us much sooner." And then,
oh my God, Salt Lake City's newest unannounced housewife, Brittany Bateman, is being accused of creating a fake fan page for her boyfriend, Jared Osman. So Mr. Housewife on Instagram posted, "Brittany is running a fan account with 800 followers for her boyfriend."
Okay, so this is pretty funny. So I'm trying to see if it still exists.
Is it still up or is gone? But it says there's six posts. There's 893 followers, 209 following him, that he's following. Jared Osman fans. And in the caption, it says he's so sexy. And there's lots of sexy pictures of him. He's a good looking guy. He's muscular. Gym pictures, kissing a dolphin. And one with the Brittany.
Brittany was also in a holiday movie with Tori Spelling and Tia Mowry. And Angie Harrington.
Oh, really?
Angie.
Oh, this must have been a hit.
But this is what I was going to tell you. When I was on Housewives, all of a sudden this page popped up, Edwin Ariave fan page. And
did you start that or did Matt?
No, but this is the best part. For weeks, Edwin and I are like, what? Or me and Edwin are like, this is crazy. Like, and it's like things like, can these two get any hotter? Beach day. And it's like all these random posts of Edwin, like in our family. It goes
probably your mom or your dad that started it.
No, it was one of Edwin's like work friends who thought it was hilarious to like think that Edwin.
Oh, as a joke?
Yeah, as a joke. But it only garnered 181 followers. So it never really took off.
I don't think there's one for Eddie. I just don't think that's out there. But you I know might what? Be wrong.
I have an extra 8 minutes after the pod. I think that I could
get one started.
Okay. I could get one started. We already talked about this next one, but Gina with newbie Katie and the other blonde is Sutton. So, no, I mean, we have nothing.
I actually hate that people do this. I hate that they, you know, take pictures and then send it in or post it. It's like people like stop. I wouldn't do that. Yeah. And you're freaking over there sitting, eating dinner. Like, stop. Like,
well, not just that. We don't want a teaser. We just want to see it in real time.
It's just rude.
It's just rude. You know rude. What? That should be our next podcast. It's just rude. And it's we're just rude.
Rude.
But yeah, you guys, thanks for tuning in. Our next podcast, we have a doozy of a special guest. Like,
just a doozy.
It's a doozy. We will be getting all of the
it's
juice.
It's not often that we don't announce who is coming on our podcast next. And this time,
that's how you know it's good.
That's how you know it's good.
It's good and good
let's
for
her,
you.
Let's get her going.
Let's get her done. Cause, you know, it's going to be. We're not going to leave any crumbs. We're not going to leave any crumbs scattered because Tamara Winfrey and Teddy Walters are on the case.
They're on duty.
You like to watch new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
A new season of The Kardashians starring, well, The Kardashians, of course.
And Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean.
It's all new and it's streaming now on Hulu.
Happy Pride from Tomboy X. We just dropped our Pride 24 collection. Queer founded, queer run, and creating size and gender inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies. So you feel comfortable in your own skin. Visit TomboyX.com to shop.
Zyn nicotine pouches deliver nicotine satisfaction anywhere, anytime, which means Zyn pairs well with you, your personality, your schedule, and your spontaneity. Zyn fits easily into your bag, pocket, and into your life because it's smoke-free, hands-free, and hassle-free. So the only person who will know you have a Zyn pouch in is you. Visit Zyn.com or head to your local convenience store today to find your Zyn. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.